Chapter 76. No one could hear the frequency that was being emitted around the world, but at a small lab in New Mexico, the recording devices were able to identify a tone that was not audible to the human ear. The sounds known as very low frequency, VLF, and ultra-high frequency, UHF waves, were playing out at levels either well below or far above the average human hearing range, several of which were recorded in the 20 kHz range and higher. These sounds are only audible to dogs, cats, bats, most cetaceans, and many species of insects. Humans are fortunate in some ways to be excluded from the symphony of sound that surrounds us day in and out, but in other ways, our senses prevent us from hearing and possibly better understanding what's truly happening in the world around us. Observers at Sandia National Laboratory in New Mexico had been tracking several of these waves for more than 20 years, collecting data and insight into the activities of different creatures around the world and translating them into higher or lower frequencies that humans can hear, depending on the range of the original sound. All these sounds were believed to be naturally occurring, but recently scientists in the lab had discovered a range of ultra-high frequency sounds in the Earth's atmosphere that left them scratching their heads. The origins of the sounds were unknown. Dr. Samantha Resso, a spokesperson for the lab, described the situation. The stratosphere is a layer of the Earth's atmosphere, and in it, we've detected a number of VLF and UHF signals that have been repeating over and over, like an echo. She continued, "Our balloon array hovers at different altitudes in order to pick up different frequencies, and these sounds were detected at the lower end of the atmosphere, making it a sound that might appeal to birds, insects, and other flying animals, but also a lot of land animals and ocean creatures. Most of the sounds seem to be outside the normal human hearing range. Usually, we pick up activity related to natural events like weather patterns, ocean waves, thunder, and sometimes seismic activity. And of course, there's an enormous array of human noise that also clogs the frequency range surrounding the planet. That said, these sounds were quite different and may represent a new non-organic signal that we've never picked up before. What makes this situation truly unique," she added, "is that this is the first time that we've been listening for these specific frequencies. We've traditionally been tuning our spectrum to a much smaller range, notably what humans can hear, but decided recently to expand the range and then apply adjustments as we recorded. We don't know how long these frequencies have been in use." Dr. Resso indicated that the lab would continue to monitor the situation, but due to budget limitations on this type of research, they might have to apply to the government or the private sector for special grants.